morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Surgeon of Sound, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
A party.
Leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. Coming up at 11:30, excited to have with us in studio, she's the president of Sharp Literacy. Linda Welsh will be joining us, along with Chef Morgan Perry. Their Unwrapped fundraiser is this coming Sunday. We're going to learn all about what it is that Sharp Literacy does and how you can help support them and have some very tasty treats this coming Sunday. It's going to happen from 1 to 4 at the Wisconsin Brewing Company Park, home of the Lake Country Dock Hounds. So again, that's coming up at 11:33. Hope you can stick around for that. We're going to start out, though, with something that is causing a meltdown among certain people. Out on the internet.
The internet's upset, huh?
The internet is upset. On Sunday, Fox News posted an article about new rankings by an organization called the Presidential Greatness Project, which describes itself as a group of self-styled experts.
What's the name of your group? The
experts.
Presidents.
We're experts.
Greatness. Society?
Fox News noting that the figures presented in this ranking was based on a survey of 154 people who were asked to rank presidents on a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being a failure, 50 being the average, and 100 being great. So how do we think things came out in this ranking? Rounding out the top five, Franklin Delano Roosevelt at number two, George Washington at number three, Theodore Roosevelt at number four, Thomas Jefferson was fifth.
Yeah.
Also in this report, Donald Trump came in last, ranked worse than James Buchanan at 44, Andrew Johnson at 43, Franklin Pierce at 42, and William Henry Harrison at 41. Again, according to this report from the Presidential Greatness Project. Okay. President Obama and President Biden ranked on average 6th and 13th, respectively, among Democratic respondents.
And who was number one?
50th and 30th by Republicans. Number one is Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
There is some melting. There's some melting down going on.
I mean, 154 people.
I know, right?
Like, first of all, that is not presidential greatness. Whatever, I mean, come on. And also, why did Fox report this?
That's a really interesting question.
They didn't have to report this.
No, they really didn't have to report this, but they did. And again, not everyone is happy with the results. The Fox News report teased on social media with this tagline: new presidential rankings place Obama in the top 10, Reagan and Trump below President Biden, and that's when some of the MAGAs started chiming in. Must have been polled at a university, according to one texter. Ha ha ha, not clicking on that bait. What liberal outlet did this? It was reported by Fox. A user wrote, obviously a poll by first and second graders.
Which president do you think was the best president? That's how they said it. For some context, listeners, Donald Trump finished behind James Buchanan, who is known as the least effective president in history, did almost nothing. William Henry Harrison, who died a month after he got into office.
So he didn't get a whole lot done.
No, he did not get a whole lot. Yeah, there was not a lot. And Andrew Johnson, the man who almost single-handedly allowed Jim Crow to flourish in the South. So, yes, 154 people is probably not the best sample size.
I would agree with you.
But also, once again, Fox News, you did not have to report this.
Well, and it's interesting. Scott McKellen on the live stream says Fox News shared a poll that had Trump ranked last. Did I hear that correctly? Yes.
They've just been very weird these past couple of years. They both praise him and knock him down. They can do that in the same day. Like Sean Hannity will always be pro-Trump.
Always. All of the talkers after 6 o'clock.
But the news reporters, the anchors themselves, they will report on the failings. And some of them do critique Trump, you know, usually in the sense of like, how does this make him look in the public eye? But Fox has been no consistent friend of his.
It's really interesting that you say that, because Howard Kurtz, who also is on the Fox network, and I believe over the weekend, because we had mentioned this on Friday, that this ace informant that the Republicans had to prove that President Biden and his son Hunter were getting paid off millions and millions and millions. He was arrested on Friday for essentially lying and making all of this up to the end, telling this to the FBI. But even Howard Kurtz said yesterday, and I almost fell off my chair, he said, I think this needs more attention. I said, well, what are you talking about? Do you know the network that you work for?
They're just playing. And when the guy said, the comment said, what liberal outlet? I mean, in the past couple of years, there have been many people who have left that news organization. I should say the watchers, or they're saying it's too liberal.
Fox News is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now they're all over on Newsmax.
Yeah. And OAN, and just where the crazy live.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you want to chime in on this. And again, it's 154 people ranked the presidents in order from the best to the worst, and Donald Trump is last, according to 154 people. But it is still interesting to see some of the freakouts that are happening online by MAGA supporters in particular. After President Obama came in at number 6th and President Biden came in 13th, although by Republicans, it was 15th for President Obama and 30th by Republicans.
You know, looking at this, they said that it's two professors who did this for President's Day holiday.
Because today is President's Day.
Yeah, because today is President's Day. Happy all those people who get a day off. You're whatever.
Including your wife.
Yeah. I
Not resentful at all.
No, not one bit. A bank holiday on President's Day. Go buy a mattress. And so I just wonder if they did this for fun or because they had a project due and they're like, we need something right now. Presidential Greatness Society or project. Let's just do that. Like, it sounds so haphazard and jumbly. Anyone they could find, they shoved a piece of paper in front of them and said, here, fill this out.
Rank it.
Yeah. And most people were like, were some of these not presidents? I don't recognize these names.
Well, and I'm ashamed to say, and I've worked with people and I know people who can name every president from the beginning. Can you do that?
I can.
That's really impressive.
No, it's not. I wish math was more my forte.
I don't know all of them in order.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal. It's fine.
Did it take you a long time to memorize them?
I did it over the course of, I used to use it, a little bit of a side note, I used to use it as a calming mechanism. I would say them in order when I get anxious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
And then, like, I would only have to get through, like, 25 of them before I would start to calm down. But then I was like, well, I just might as well learn the rest of them. And, you know, it's...
May as well go through the rest.
Yeah. I mean, it's once... Honestly, if you can't name them in order after Lincoln, come on now. What are we doing?
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from Perry Dusac. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Yeah, well, and Trump should be, Trump hopefully would rank down at the very bottom. Because, you know, look what happened. I mean, he disbanded, you know, the pandemic agents we had, the White House pandemic response team in the White House. How valuable would that have been when the COVID crisis hit? I mean, it is just remarkable to me that people can still support this man who is just he's a career criminal. Let's face it, he is just a career criminal. And the litigation goes on. He's the victim all the time, but he's not the victim. I mean, how many people has he victimized over his entire life? I mean, it's difficult remaining FCC compliant when it comes to Donald Trump, because...
Well, we appreciate your effort.
How many people did he cheat in business deals? How many people did he not pay when they did contracting work for him? Which amazes me is, you know, some of our colleagues who support him, you know, they actually are contractors that do work for people. And how would they respond if somebody said, we're not going to pay you. We're going to only pay you half what we agreed to pay you when we started out. And then you can just sue me if you need to do it. Well, when you have bottomless pocket, a formerly bottomless pocket like Donald Trump had, you can't afford to do it. But I mean that, and Donald Trump has never paid the price until now for his crimes.
I agree with you, Mark. And it's so interesting that you brought up that that CDC response team, because I remember when he disbanded that group and he said, I'm not going to pay people just to stand around and do nothing. It's like, where is your long-term vision about what we're looking? We're talking about global pandemics. And yeah, you're doing nothing, so I'm not going to pay you to stand around and do nothing. It was just astonishing to me then. It's still remarkable to me, right, Mark?
It certainly is, because they're not standing around doing nothing.
Right.
They're constantly analyzing what's going on and say, what are we going to do if this happens? What are we going to do if this happens? And Donald Trump didn't see the value in that. I mean, Donald Trump doesn't see the value in anything other than if it benefits him personally. Donald Trump is an ideal warning of what, you know, and it's amazing to me that because they were students of history, I mean, the founders, in spite of their flaws, they were students of history, and they saw, you know, what happened in republics when they collapsed and how they could be corrupted. And Donald Trump is a perfect example of a very corruptible man, you know, on the lines of Hamilton's Federalist 75, where he says he could foresee a man who is of slender personal wealth and being able to be corrupted, because Donald Trump's personal wealth has relied on smoke and mirrors for how long?
Long time. Long, long time. Thank you so much, Mark. Always appreciate your insights and what you have to say. Yeah, it's tough to disagree with that. It will be interesting to see, again, as we get closer and closer to the election, how this is all going to shake out.
Yeah, it's... yeah, I mean, I didn't expect anything. I don't expect him to ever be even out of the bottom 10, period. Like,
stay close. It is President's Day today. Tomorrow is primary day.
Yes.
We are going to talk about where you can go vote. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, broadcasting across the state. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. It is President's Day today, so several people, companies, and organizations have the day off. Most of us, I assume, do not. It is also... tomorrow is primary day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. Again, this is not one of those sexy, big, everybody votes, because not everyone is going to be voting tomorrow. Not everyone has a primary. There are only 300 primaries that are happening across the state tomorrow. So Wisconsin, when you consider, has more than 1,850 municipalities, most Wisconsinites will not have a primary. So if you're not sure... We talk about this all the time. Seriously, mm-hmm. Write it down, put it in your phone, whatever, myvote.wi.gov.
Yes.
It's an incredibly useful website. All you have to do is type in your address. Mm-hmm. It can tell you when you're voting, where you're voting, who's all on the ballot, everything from judges to clerks and all that stuff. All the details are right there, myvote.wi.gov.
It'll tell you who your representatives are, too, from the president down to your councilman, down to your county supervisor.
And all their phone numbers.
Yep, they're the judges who are in your district. And here's one of the most important things to do, too, when you're at a website like that. check to make sure you are registered.
Yes.
Things happen.
Yes.
Names get thrown off voter rolls. Stuff gets, you've moved. Just to make sure you can vote. Now, granted, Wisconsin, we can register same day. That's great stuff. And make sure, folks, I hate telling you this, but got to take your ID with you.
Yes, you do.
Whatever. But make sure you are registered. If you're not, be prepared to do so at the polls, and you might have to wait. But it's important to check that out because you just want to be informed. So myvote.wi.gov for voting information.
I check it every other month. And again, I'm old and paranoid, but I just want to make sure that I don't get scraped off somehow. And this hasn't been happening in Wisconsin nearly as much as it has in some other states, with them clearing out the voter rolls and then people going to a poll and finding out that they no longer exist. So as Greg said, it's really important to make sure that you are registered at myvote.wy.gov. Mm-hmm. If you are voting for the first time in Wisconsin, you're going to have to register. So you'll have to fill out a form with your election official at the polls. Then you have to be able to show them a proof of residence document. So that's got a bill.
Which is harder to do nowadays.
It is, because so much stuff is online.
Yeah.
But with your current name and address on it, could be a utility bill, maybe a bank statement.
Water bill.
It can even be your Wisconsin driver's license or state ID card.
Yep.
As long as it has your current name and your current address on it.
And it's valid.
And it's valid. Don't forget whether you're registered to vote or not. As you said, Greg, everybody needs to bring a photo ID to the polls in order to vote.
Boo. But that's just me.
That's
my personal opinion.
Yes, that is where we are. And that's just the reality of it. So let's make sure that we do this. Votes, especially all of this year, are going to be more critical than ever.
Robin from Madison says online proof of residence is okay. I'm sure if you can find your online paying, they'll have your address on there, whether it's a cable bill.
Younger folks, that's going to be very important.
And the other thing, too, is like Jane said earlier, this is not a sexy primary.
No, it's not.
So here's what you need to do, folks listening. Just like we ask you to do with the show and everything on civic media, tell a friend, bring a friend to the polls, go vote together, and then go have yourself some lunch. Enjoy. But the more people who vote, the better off we are, especially in these local elections, because these decisions that are made that affect you directly, school board, county supervisors, city council, that is in your backyard.
Absolutely. Those are, again, as you said, these aren't sexy. It's not a sexy election, but this is stuff happening where you live.
Yes.
This is stuff affecting your day-to-day life. Tax dollars within your communities. So get involved. Get activated.
Yeah.
As we talked about last week, if, like me, I know how most of my friends are politically, but I can still write out cards reminding people to vote. I can still do phone canvassing. I can still just talk to other people and encourage them to get registered and to vote. What is our turnout? 64%?
It's 66%. And that was considered high.
That was record breaking.
Yeah.
Which is, you guys, we can do better than that.
We are better than that.
We are better than that. And I know Wisconsin actually kind of does outperform compared to the rest of the country, but it's still only something like 72%.
Yeah.
So we can up these numbers.
Yeah. And one of the questions Sherry said on the live stream, will abortion be on this election, the ballot? I don't believe so.
But
you can go to places like myvote.wi.gov and you can see what is on your ballot, because the ballot that I'm going to be choosing and I'm going to be looking at tomorrow
is different
than the one that you're going to look at Minocqua, than different than Bayfield. I got 11 people running for mayor in Kenosha.
Wow.
Yeah. Guess what? Some of them aren't going to make it. But yeah, so you want to go.
11 is a lot.
You got to go online and check out your ballot. Check out the. Here's another thing, too, before we go get some snacks. Check out the wording on the
referendums.
Referenda language can be confusing sometimes.
Very confusing.
They write it that way to sometimes confuse people. So look at your ballot ahead of time. If you have any questions, reach out to someone who could help you decipher that language and make sure you're voting the way that goes with your heart.
Referenda can be very tricky.
Yep.
As you said, the language that they use is critically important. And sometimes, as you said, Greg, I think people tend to either vote for or against something incorrectly because of the way these things are written.
Yep.
Perfect. To almost be intentionally murky.
Perfect example, back in 2006, we were doing the keep the marriage definition off the Wisconsin State Constitution. We wanted equal marriage. So you would think, yes to equal marriage. We were saying vote no. And people were like, what does that mean? Vote no to the constitutional change. We had to explain it. People were very confused. And we knew that votes got through that were thinking, yes, I'm for marriage equality. And they voted against their best interest.
Well, myvote.wy.gov. Mm-hmm. One more time, myvote.wy.gov. Spread the word. It's a wonderful, very useful website. And we all need to get out and vote.
Cherry called me honey.
Oh, that's all right. When we return, we have Pete Schwabba. His great entertainment minute is coming up. And then we're going to talk to the president of Sharp Literacy, Linda Welsh, along with Chef Morgan Perry. Big Unwrapped fundraiser is coming up this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. All the details on the way. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Galvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. So excited to have my guests with me in studio. She is the president of Sharp Literacy. Linda Welsh is here along with Chef Morgan Perry, and we're going to be talking about the Unwrapped fundraiser that is happening this Sunday, February 25th. 1 to 4 p.m., and it happens at Wisconsin Brewing Company Park, home of the Lake Country Dock Hounds. I love that name. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you doing?
Thank you. Doing great.
Linda, tell me, first of all, about Sharp Literacy and what it is that you do.
Sure. Sharp's mission is that we partner with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our STEAM-based experiential learning. Our programming. So we are in 49 schools, K-3 through fifth grade, both in Milwaukee and Waukesha. So we're in four schools in Waukesha, serving over 1,500 students.
That's wonderful. Literacy is still a big issue.
Literacy is still a big issue, unfortunately. From the learning disruptions with COVID, We haven't gotten that back and it's not really going the right direction. So anything that we can do to provide, experiential, hands-on programming is what the kids need right now, as well as social and emotional learning.
I'm curious, Linda, what types of programs do kids respond to?
Well, I think with ours, it's very hands-on. So they're not just sitting in a classroom,
reading a book
or listening to the teacher. We do all kinds of great activities, from learning all about bees and pollination and water cycles. Our upper elementary, they're doing game design, which is actually pretty cool. They're doing coding. They're learning how to code.
That's great.
And doing designing in fourth grade. And then fifth grade, it's all about engineering and all this computational thinking.
In fifth grade.
I mean, I don't even think I still don't know how to code or do these engineering activities, but it really sparks their curiosity. And that's what we want. We want them to have a love of learning and knowing that you can have fun learning.
Yeah. It doesn't have to just be a drudge.
Exactly.
Well, and I think it's important, too, to remember that not everybody learns the same.
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah, you just don't, right?
Right, right.
Sometimes you have to touch things. You have to, I loved reading when I was a kid. That was my escape. That was my, you know, going to the library with my mother twice a week was a huge thing for me. But that isn't everybody's thing.
No, I mean, they have to read. You know, it's the whole thing, learn to read and then read to learn.
Yep.
So we do have some opportunities for the kids to do some read alouds. But it's really experiential. All of our kids are have the ability to go on an educational tour experience.
Oh, really?
That's actually aligned with their curriculum. So example, our second grade curriculum is all about weather, the water, environment, salmon. So the kids get to go to Discovery World. And
cool.
So what they're learning inside the classroom, they're actually, all that is being, you know, brought to life outside of the classroom. So they get to touch a salmon. They get to see rain. They see how the weather affects, you know, the environment. So each grade has a educational tour experience, which is great. So Milwaukee Art Museum, the Domes, Urban Ecology Center. Out here we have the Prairie Springs Educational Environmental, the Waukesha County Museum. So all these just really awesome experiences that they wouldn't get without Sharp. We don't charge the schools, so we go into the schools at no charge. So it's about $130 per student.
Wow.
And we're in over serving over 8,600 kids.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's why this fundraiser is so important.
Yeah, and we're in the classroom during the academic day, which, again, I think we're probably one of the only nonprofits that is really allowed into the classroom. We've been doing this for about 27 years, so... For the teachers and the principals and superintendents to be able to allow us to come into the classroom because they're up. Well, what are the kids not doing when you're there?
Sure.
But we're just in, you know, we're an enrichment program. We're enriching what they've already learned.
That sounds so much more fun than my second grade class. Now
mine too.
I kind of want to go back to second grade and just give it another try. Well, right. Linda, we'll do fifth grade over together, and then we can learn how to code. If you're just joining me, she's the president of Sharp Literacy. Linda Welsh is here, along with Chef Morgan Perry, and we are talking about the Unwrapped fundraiser. It's happening this Sunday, February 25th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Wisconsin Brewing Company Park. So, ladies, who wants to tell me about how this all works? Because the challenge is to take ingredients that they use at McDonald's, correct, and then turn it into something else.
Yeah, so this is our third annual Unwrapped Waukesha. We've been doing one in Milwaukee for about 7 years. This year will be our eighth year. And we just really felt that we want to have more visibility out here and really continue to be able to provide our programming. So this is our third annual. It's our second year at the Wisconsin Brewing Company Park, home of the Dock Hounds.
Right.
And it's just really unique. We have a great relationship with the McDonald owner operators. So this is actually an event that they do outside of just Milwaukee and in Waukesha. It's done all over. I know initially Dallas and LA and San Francisco. Yeah, so it's really a McDonald's event. I think we're probably one that have continued it longest. But yeah, so we challenge, you know, chefs to see what kind of really awesome entrees, dishes, soups, desserts.
You name it.
You name it. Using McDonald's ingredients. And it's just the creativity that the chefs have is unbelievable. And now I'll pass it over to Chef Perry to tell us what her dish is.
Morgan Perry, you're the chef at Daybreak Prime Meats and Deli.
I'm not really a chef. But I am just an employee that's been there quite a long time and has done the Unwrapped event all 3 years that they've been in Waukesha.
She's a pseudo chef.
Yeah.
Chef in training.
Yeah. You could say that.
Sure,
yeah.
Chef in training. So what did you make last year?
So last year, my dad is the butcher where I work. He actually came up with a giant stuffed meat, Big Mac meatball. So we did a stuffed meatball over some Thousand Island, some lettuce, and then we topped it off with some toasted sesame seeds and a pickle chip.
That sounds really good.
It was very popular with everybody last year. We sold out right away.
Everybody loves meatballs, and if it can taste like a Big Mac.
Oh, man. So it seems like that menu that you have to pull from in order to make these is kind of limited. You've got bread, you've got lettuce, onions, pickles.
Well, actually, in McDonald's ingredients, it's everything that they have.
Yeah, they offer everything.
So yeah. Eggs and
yeah,
you whatever you need, they'll provide it. If they have it on their menu, they'll give it to you to use.
And it's even menu items that maybe they're not using anymore, but they have all the supplies for it.
So like the McRib sauce or something like that. That's that's an occasional thing. So you can actually incorporate some of that too.
Yeah, salad dressings, things like that.
Among the participating restaurants for this year's Unwrapped Waukesha 18 Acres Food Truck, Bartolotta Restaurants, Butter Than the Rest. Just that name intrigues me.
I know that.
Daybreak Prime Meats, where Morgan Perry is from. Golden Lake Pub, Kurt's Steakhouse, Proof Hard Ice Cream, and Saz's Hospitality Group. In the past, some of the dishes that they have come up with include the savory barbecue beef bao bun with pickled vegetable slaw, a spicy sausage McGriddle Sammy, hearty Big Mac soup with French fry croutons. God, I'm starving now. And pillow French fry gnocchi with pork belly and cabbage bacon slaw.
I know, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
So this is what they're doing. This is this year.
Oh, these are this year's entries.
Yeah, this is this year. And we have 8 chefs, which is the most we've had. So I think everything, I'm already, like you said, I'm already hungry. The Baja tacos, the Proof Hard ice cream.
Yes.
It all sounds amazing. And, of course, the cheeseburger soup.
Morgan, this is yours, Morgan Perry, the hearty Big Mac soup with French fry croutons. How many iterations of this did you have to go through before you landed on the right recipe?
Well, we kind of got lucky and got it right on the first try.
Did you really?
We just kind of rolled with something, and then I tasted it, and I said, you know what this needs? This needs Big Mac sauce, and we have ourselves some Big Mac soup. And it was perfect.
Now, as a person, and I've been very open about this on the show, I am not a good cook. I try. I do. Please tell me that over the course of your working experience, you have made something and then you've gone, I have to throw this all away. Please tell me I'm not the only one who has done that.
I think I have done that once or twice at my job where I've just added a little too much salt and there was no recovery.
You can't come back from that
most of the time.
But nothing. I made 2 batches of soup in the last year, and I made cream of mushroom soup, but that was gray. Mm. No one wants to eat gray.
No, I'm the same. Yeah, it's.
Are you cooking challenge?
I am cookie challenge.
Thank you, Linda. I feel better.
I certainly am.
I always feel like I'm failing. I'm failing as a human. If people want to go to Sunday's event, how can they get tickets? How much does it cost?
Sure. And this year, a little bit of an enhancement is that it's actually family friendly. So kids under 12 get in for free.
Nice.
And we're going to have a special area for the kids to be doing some hands-on activities.
Cool.
So the kids can hang out and have a lot of fun and not have to worry about, the adults won't have to worry about them, and they won't have to worry about their mom and dad.
Right.
And then also... this year we have a beer. So last year was the first year with being Wisconsin Brewing Company. We have a Brandon Carley is on our YP board, who is the liaison between the brewery and the Dockhound Stadium. So they've created another beer for us this year, and it's called the Final Final.
Oh, nice.
And it's a red lager, so everybody will be able to taste the beer. But the best way to get tickets is sharpliteracy.org. And it's $75 for such a great cause and all you can eat. It's not limited to one. You can taste, you know,
over and over.
Yes. And beer and, soda. And you're supporting a great cause. Plus, we have an awesome raffle and silent auction.
How much money do you think you've raised over the years for Sharp Literacy, Linda, for your programs?
Oh, gosh. I've been there 11 years and we're... probably about $1.5 million. So I would say a year our budget is $1.5 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, we grew it. But I would say probably close to $30 million. Which isn't, now that I think about that, that is incredible.
Enormous amount of money.
For a small nonprofit.
Yes.
But we're just so thankful and blessed to have such great donors, Milwaukee Brewers Community Foundation, Quad, Rockwell and Northwestern Mutual and Brady and Generac. So our revenue comes from about 60% of it comes from corporations and foundations, Greater Milwaukee Foundation, Andrea Bryant out here in Waukesha. And everybody believes, they believe in what we do. And obviously being around for 27 years, they know the impact that we make. So
Are there any kids that you've stayed in contact? I'm just curious about what happens to them when they get, you know, further in their lives.
You know, yes, we have. And I actually met one a couple of years ago. I was in a bank picking up a check and for Sharp. And he said, I was a part of your program back when I was in, I think it was third, fourth, and fifth grade. So he said, I loved it and I learned so much from it. And
that's cool.
Yeah. So we try really hard, and especially because we want to start building that young talent pipeline. So when they go in, because we're through fifth grade, so we really want, we want to build a bridge program from when they're done at elementary to go to middle school and really have an interest in STEAM-based programming, you know, so by the time that they graduate from that high school that they can, you know, go to, there's so many awesome opportunities. MATC has a game design. Waukesha Tech just announced that they're doing a huge AI, facility and all of that stuff. When we're actually teaching kids AI, that'll be part of our summer program. We have a strong summer program. We're out here in Waukesha through the Parks and Rec Department, and we serve about 1,200 kids. And all of our schools are urban kids. 45% of our students are Hispanic, about 42% are Black. We serve high-poverty kids. 88% of the kids we serve qualify for the free or reduced lunch program, which is just an indication of
the need. Yeah. Well, you're certainly heading... helping set them up for a great path. And good heavens, if they're learning how to code in fifth grade, I am stunned and amazed. Again, where can people find out more?
Sharpliteracy.org. And right on the homepage, it says buy tickets, and we make it really easy for you. And if you can't get it, we will be selling tickets at the door as well.
This Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at Wisconsin Brewing Company Park, Linda Welsh is the president of Sharp Literacy. Morgan Perry is going to be one of the chefs this coming Sunday for the Unwrapped fundraiser. Ladies, thank you so very much for coming in today. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Friends to know and way to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. Reading
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Madison. If you're listening on MDX, WMDX, thank you so very much for joining us. And thank you wherever you are listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So much fun having our previous guests in.
That was a cool thing.
Is that not cool?
I want to be able to go.
Let's go back to second grade. I'm going to learn how to code.
And do a poll that predicts which the worst presidents are, because...
according to second graders. Yeah. We were talking about the Unwrapped fundraiser for Sharp Literacy. Linda Welsh is the president of Sharp Literacy, and one of the chefs who's going to be there this coming Sunday, Morgan Perry, joined us. It's this Sunday, February 25th, 1 to 4 p.m., happening at the Wisconsin Brewing Company Park. Tickets, $75, family-friendly.
All you can eat.
All you can eat, and really some incredibly tasty things that these chefs are going to be serving up, including... savory barbecue beef bao bun.
Bao bun.
With a pickled vegetable slaw, spicy sausage McGriddle Sammy. This is the one that Morgan Perry's going to be presenting. Hearty Big Mac soup with French fry croutons.
Okay, maybe I'll cancel my plans.
Or the pillowy French fry gnocchi with pork belly and cabbage bacon slaw.
Oh, I love gnocchi.
You want tickets, go to sharpliteracy.org. We'll get the link up in our show notes if you're looking for that.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jane. The notes, the show notes.
The show notes.
Because...
where do I find those, Greg Bach?
Oh, let me tell you. You go to civicmedia.us. You click the shows tab and you can find us. You can... then download each show, each hour, actually. So it's two podcasts a day, each hour. And in those podcasts will be show notes. And almost every episode, we always have links to books, websites,
or articles that we talked about,
articles, people who we are interviewing. So the Sharp Literacy events in there, the Cicada article is in there. Myvote.wi.gov is in there. So you go to Civic Media US and you download the app, subscribe to the podcast too, and leave us a review. And then when you're done with that, just pull the trigger and download that app, man.
It's free.
It's free.
It's absolutely free.
And it's so easy to navigate. And just like our website, it's going to get a refresh soon.
The app is?
Yeah. But the website looks beautiful.
Yeah, if you haven't taken a look at our website again at civicmedia.us, you really should. Our web designers have done a really great job with updating things and switching things around. And we have a great news tab now with things that are very specific to Wisconsin. Yep. Our great news division here at Civic Media does that every day and does updates every day. And you can join a news watch group.
There's a Facebook group now, too, where you can join. We talk about stories that are uniquely Wisconsin.
So absolutely.
It's all there for you at civicmedia.us. And a lot of you might be listening right now going, my God, are they just going to plug this all segment? Yeah, we're going to, because it's amazing stuff. I am not just a hair club president. I'm also a client. That's a very old reference for some of you. But I will say this, and I got to give it up to Mr. Or maybe is it Senior Papa Rico? He says, I feel like Jane would experience more pleasure when she cooks if only she had a Wonder Oven. Wonder Oven.
Don't tempt me, Papa
Wonder
Rico.
Wonder Oven.
Come on. I've already talked myself away from the Wonder Oven. It's not going to change my life. It's not going to make me a better cook.
Saying this through gritted teeth,
it pains me.
Trying to convince herself. How about this? Calvin, you guys were talking about this earlier on Earl's show about Donald Trump's GoFundMe campaign that had to be taken down because of you can't use it for legal fees.
Right. If it's a criminal prosecution, you can't raise money for people who are trying to fight criminal prosecution.
Calvin, what do we do if we, like, you and I write a letter to GoFundMe. They'll read a letter. And we just say, how about you take all that money from the Donald Trump defense, put it towards the best Wonder Oven money can buy, and we give it to Jane. Because I feel like you'd be fine with getting a Wonder Oven if you got it for free.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. You're like, I don't need this. Oh, here's this thing. Thank God. Because Calvin, what do you think?
How much does one of these things retail for?
They're like $200.
Yes.
And what does it, cook anything or just bread?
It does everything, Calvin. Hmm.
Wow,
that's why it's the Wonder Oven.
Obviously, Calvin's not been listening for the past four months.
No, I've been listening. It's just, it's always seemed like this
Calvin,
kind of amorphous, like, ooh, wondrous thing.
Let me tell you the wonders of the Wonder Oven.
Oh my gosh,
it can air fry. It can broil. It can bake. There are several other amazing things it can do that escape me right now, but it's all wondrous.
It can sick the IRS on your enemies.
That's an extra feature that few people know about.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's one of those things. We all have that thing. That thing that you want.
The shiny thing where you think it's going to make this is going to change everything, right?
But No. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth. This is my mouth. No, it's that thing you want, you know you don't need, that you hope someone gets for you. Because you can't justify the price. And when they give it to you, you're like, thank God. Because you didn't have the guts to buy it for yourself.
I just know, and when we first talked about this months ago, and there was a chef from Madison who called.
Yeah.
That really, he was right. He said, all you're doing is duplicating things you already have. You don't need a Wonder Oven. And I know that.
Because you sort of own a Wonder Oven in pieces.
I have an air fryer.
You mean like that's my Wonder Oven air fryer. That's my Wonder Oven
blender. My Wonder Oven part A.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a Lego set that hasn't been put together yet. So we'll go to your house. This is what we're going to do. Calvin, you and me this Saturday. I don't care what you have to do. Cancel it. We're going to go to Jane's house. We're going to find all the things that go into a Wonder Oven, and we're just going to tape it together.
We'll just duct tape it all together.
Uh-huh. Yep. And all the time we're going to record it for a special episode that you have to pay for, called The Wondrous Wonder Oven Connection.
Coming soon. to a StreamYard near you. You never know. All right. Thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning. Thank you for calling and for texting and most of all for listening. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Beautiful day. Stay here. News is next, followed by the one and only Todd Allbaugh Show, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.